Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always is Joe.
Ka-chow! Ka-chow! Ka-chow-chow! Ka-chow-sa!
Yeah, dude, Dizzy's gonna sue you.
That's a catchphrase you're using right there.
That's kachiga.
Is it? I thought he did ka-chow.
Oh, that's no. The other driver tries to steal his catchphrase, and he has kachiga. That's right.
It's something weird like that.
Yeah.
Was it ever entertaining to you as a NASCAR fan that like all the cars are like just different bodies and all that shit, and the car's moving, and they're supposed to be NASCAR?
Yeah, it's not very that's not very regulation. But you know, I let it go because the cars have faces.
Is it ever weird to you that they have to be born a race car,
mm-hmm,
in order to be a race car?
It's like the first one I just took for what it was when I first watched it. I legitimately didn't question the world at all. I was just like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever, man. It wasn't until Cars 2, and then all of a sudden they go across the ocean, and they go into like an F1 race, and there's all the F1 cars, and speaking of, they're like all the same. You're like, wait, I thought all the cars were different.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently all these ones were born with the same body style.
Well, they're European, so
yeah,
of course, you know.
I was like, does this world run on eugenics? I was like, oh no.
So let me ask you this: Would you watch a full Cars movie if they just did like a shot for shot remake of Fast and the Furious, but they're cars?
I'm waiting for Fast and the Furious to basically turn into Cars. I think Dom's final form is just a Dodge Charger.
Dom had so much torque.
Oh my god, the movie ends with them creating the Cars world. That's how it ends. It's basically like Jason Momoa runs their version of Skynet. And it ends with Lightning McQueen.
The first car ever. The Rise of the Machines. It's like a mix of Terminator.
Oh shit. Because Paul Walker's character is still alive in that fucking series, right?
Yeah.
But in the series, Jason Momoa goes after him and he kills him, and the only way to save Brian is to put his consciousness into a car. That way they don't have to pay like a stunt double and put his face on anything. They can just use old clips of his voice. And he's fucking Bumblebee.
He turns into fucking...
He turns like into Kit. A fucking... Yeah, he turns into a Nissan Skyline. And he's fucking... And Dom's got to drive him. And he's like, I don't know about this one, Dom.
It's Knight Rider.
It's Knight Rider. Yeah.
So he puts
and
him in
Steve
the
McQueen... And Lightning McQueen is like his great-grandson.
Oh my god. Dude, he's...
They go legit, and that's why he's a race car and not a street racer.
Wow. Or what is it? What if it's Dom's kid's great grandson?
That's Mater.
Got back into this. Mater. They grew up in the middle of nowhere. It's Mater. That's why he's just so naturally good at everything.
Yeah, like, he's like shockingly good at what he does.
Like, and gives out he's like just an idiot.
Like gives out really good life advice in the dumbest way.
Dude, he's got the Mater accent, and he's just like, I live just a quarter mile at a time.
Rear view mirrors never needed them.
I'm waiting for a Dom quote with that.
Rear view mirrors never needed it.
Shoot. Okay, so let's jump to today's topic. So today's topic is 1896.
All right. Is that the new Yellowstone TV show?
Yep.
To 18.
Fuck, I mean, they got 1949 and 31 and 1919 already.
1896.
Fuck, they're just going to go through all the years. We're going to learn the history of Yellowstone 1 year at a time.
We're going to learn you good in 1896. So, you know, 1896 was a pretty pivotal year in everything.
Obviously.
I don't even know who was president.
The Tesla coil came out.
That blew everybody's tits off.
Yeah. Fucking.
I'm pretty sure.
The automobile. Sure
the books were in areas.
In areas. I mean, this is late, Albert? Was Albert King of England? Because I don't think this goes into the. Or is this the. Late Victorian age.
Anything at all. Pretty sure Lincoln, long dead.
Yeah, he died in the 1850s, I believe.
R.I.P. Too soon. Taken before his time.
Yeah. Reconstruction could have gone better.
You could have. Yeah, I mean, look, in hindsight, there could have been some different changes.
In hindsight, could have been some improvements.
Could have been. But, you know, it is what it is.
There was just no way of knowing at the time.
I think that's the worst part. So my wife reads all these papers, and that's the worst part is a lot of the lessons that we look back on and go, huh, we could have done it a little differently. Those lessons were being screamed about in a lot of these
papers. Yeah, they're also the exact lessons we could learn right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same one.
There was a newspaper article about an interview done by a former slave and a like North general, right?
Yeah.
And the North general, like the Northern general after the Civil War, right, during Reconstruction, all that, he was going around and he was going to places and doing like some book tour. I don't know. He was just traveling around, sure, talking to people, and he had a discussion with this guy, former slave. And the slave was trying to convince him that conditions are in some situations worse, because when they freed the slaves, all the former slave owners just like basically turned the law against them.
Right.
Right. So they didn't just not have a home. Right. But in some situations, they're being arrested and forced back into slavery and all this shit. Right. Yeah. So he's trying to tell them that, look, like, even though we're free and that's amazing, fucking the system is not built to fucking protect us.
Right.
It's built to protect it. And they're like, basically the general, the guy that like fucking fought for their freedom, just didn't get it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just like, well, why don't you just go pick up a gun and fight for your voting rights?
Yeah.
He's like, thanks. What?
Like, how, yeah, about he's you like, just give those to me?
Yeah. Like, he's just like, what? Because at first he's like, well, why don't you just vote them out?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, you know,
I voted.
Yeah. Like, he's like, that'd be great if I was allowed to vote. And he's like, well, why don't you just get a gun and fight it? It's like, where am I going to get a gun for one? Like, who's going to get a gun?
I don't have money.
Right. And then two, who's going to organize? Like, how are we going to organize enough people to rise up and cause a, like, another revolution?
Yeah. You know what the Klan likes?
Yeah.
Black militias.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
and so, like, he's just like, no, we need more support to enact these changes. And the guy just didn't get it.
Yeah,
he's like, once you're free, it's done. Everybody's equal, right? Like, and that was happening then.
Yeah.
Like, in the swaths of it. The guy that experienced the Civil War, the Civil War firsthand, just didn't fucking click with him. So I'm just like,
if it didn't click with some of those people, like, in the in the middle of it, how is it?
It is. Yeah, it has always blown my mind of like how many people went like, "We're good now, right?" And we're like, "No, the system that was created made a divide where half the fucking country wanted to leave and own black people."
Right.
All you've done is bring those people back into the system. Like,
yeah,
that's it. Like the people that were the problem are still here.
Yeah, Robert E. Lee.
Yeah,
became a fucking university professor.
Yeah, yeah. People like who inherently thought that like they like no owning people is cool. Still here. Like, you didn't. Yeah. You can't just be like no. You know, they're free now. Like, what?
Yeah. All right, your team lost. That's it. Everybody's free. We're all going to play nice, right? And they're like, no. And they're like, good, good.
These were people that legitimately started a new country.
They were so adamant about free labor that they were like, we're going to dismantle everything we fought for in the Revolutionary War?
Yeah. It's fine.
God, dude.
Those people play by the rules.
It's so funny, dude. So funny. If you learn more about some of these historical things, basically the Revolutionary War was just really just a giant union that got together and got guns. That's really the union.
Yeah.
You know, the colonies were just one big union.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, hey, they had a civil dispute when it came to like working and what goods and services could have been sold, and then they just went full blown union on them, and it was awesome.
Yeah, no one ever brings that up
in Amazon.
Yeah, no one ever brings George Washington up when we think about union trade union negotiations.
Yeah, he's basically a teamster, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's our wealth of knowledge for 1896. That's all I know.
I don't even know if any of that happened in 18. I doubt any of that happened in 1896.
Nope. Yeah,
we were talking about the Civil and Revolutionary War.
We probably just invented porn. Good for us.
Yes, no one had thought about it before.
Nope, nothing yet. Everything
before
was just...
1896, no one had even seen a naked lady.
If you believe the paintings in like the 1700s, no one's ever seen a baby.
Yeah, they got adult faces.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, are you ready for the first fact?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So we're going to jump to fact number one. True or false? The 08, or this is, let's see here. May 8th, 1896, North Carolina.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. May 8th, 1896, North Carolina. The Nemaha County Republican newspaper gives all of the following reasons for not bringing back extinct animals. And this was a question in 1896.
Okay.
They are hard to kill and too large to drag home.
Some.
No antlers to impress your friends. Feathers are too ugly to adorn a woman's hat.
That's not
Pterodactyl true. Would make a shitty soup. And science tells us it might be dangerous.
I can tell you the lady's hat thing is not true. Ladies were putting full birds on their hats. They love feathers on their shit.
I don't think dinosaur bones were found until like the 1930s, right? Like when fairly recent thing.
Yeah, I think some were found. I don't know if they knew what they were, but I think the late 1800s. Sounds
so do you remember
right.
Central?
But I don't know how much how much archaeology and stuff like. Specifically with dinosaur bones, how far along it had progressed at this point.
Do you remember when they did the Central Park exhibit and they were going to make the dinosaurs?
Yeah, yeah.
When was that?
I want to say that was the late 1800s, too.
So
I think
they knew
what
about,
they were.
Right.
You know,
at the time, they were big lizards.
Yeah.
Right, they weren't. So they knew dinosaurs did exist. But, like...
But were they already talking about bringing back extinct species?
See, this is so dumb. It might be true. Like, okay, Mary Shelley, right? Mm-hmm. that was a thing in what, the 1700s?
No, it's the 1800s as well.
Okay. So I think there was like a weird biology craze. The idea that like electricity could stimulate muscles and we were starting to dissect things. And the idea of bringing something back to life was cool. But, right, that was pretty hip.
Yeah. But did we know anything about DNA yet?
No.
Because I'm like, if we're finding bone, I don't know how you go from bones to bringing back an extinct species.
Well, okay, so you had the French guy, right, in our one episode, talked about, he discovered biochemical, it was chemical reactions in the brain that made us move, not purely electrical, right? So that was like the 40s, I think. So I think a lot of those studies led into that, and I think those came out of the 1800s then. So it's possible they thought we were just going to lay a pterodactyl on the ground and electrocute it, and it comes back to life. But did they know what pterodactyls were? That's the big thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a tough one. This just seems like, dumb
enough. The one thing I just don't buy, and this is the weirdest one, the least scientific, is the ladies' hats. That's the one thing I'm like, no, they would have put those fucking feathers on hats.
Yeah, I think anything that would be expensive, you'd put into a hat.
Yeah, like there's wonderful pictures of people like with stuffed owls on their hats.
Well, and then like no antlers to impress your friends.
Because a whole fucking skull isn't cool.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. They were mounting heads. Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't just when did taxidermy? No, remember the dude that went hunting was the father of the taxidermist, the one that killed the gorilla?
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And he just, like, he held the severed head in his hands for, like, 4 hours because he just couldn't get over how much it would look like a person.
Yeah.
And he just was, like, done. It broke him. So he went from being purely a hunter to a taxidermist, I think. And that was, he went on an expedition with, what's his face? Eisenhower?
Roosevelt,
maybe. So that was 1900s. Mm. So taxidermy wasn't really even a thing. So maybe they did have to have the antlers.
Right. I mean, but you could also just have the skull and antler, like without the skin.
Yeah. I mean, shit. At that time, for all they knew, they had antlers, giant lizard antlers.
Yeah. Because I'm like a giant fucking lizard skull is pretty fucking cool.
I mean, if you're into just ask easy Nick hunting. Cage. Yeah, dude, he bought that Tyrannosaurus Rex skull and went into debt because of it. Didn't he have to return it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, he doesn't have his coffee table anymore.
Right? Like, that'd be a dope it's a talking point.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, what are you vibing on this one? What are you feeling?
I'm going to go false.
That's what I'm kind of feeling, too. But it's just dumb enough to be real. Mm. Like, we're in 1896. We haven't even invented reliable cars, but we're debating on whether or not to bring back species.
Yeah. Like, my only reference point is, like, if it was stupid, they'd put it on hats. That's all I got.
These are obviously dinosaur feathers. Let's put it in a hat.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking dinosaur claws? Hat that shit.
Hat.
I think hats was like the taxidermy thing. Bring me anything, I'll make a hat out of it.
Hat.
Uncle George's remains? I'm gonna hat that
I
stuff.
I made the urn a hat. If you take the, you can take the lid off and sprinkle a little bit of his ashes everywhere you go.
Dude, you just pop the lid, start just headbanging, there it goes. It's what he would have wanted.
There's one thing he loved was fashion.
All right, well then let's go false for fact number one, that Nemea County Republican newspaper said all those things as the reasons not to bring back extinct animals. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, fuck, it's true.
God damn it.
That's what I'm saying. It's so fucking stupid.
Damn it.
All right, so it says, newspapers.com says, it could be dangerous, was an afterthought. but it was there. The author had a very strong or had very strong feelings about the dodo bird in particular. The dodo was an ugly bird without any ornamental feathers that would have looked well in a woman's hat. The dodo displayed neither activity nor intelligence, and its name is a synonym for stupidity to the present day. This monster was an absurd creation, being able neither to fly nor to swim, and was exterminated in the 17th century, much to the general relief. If that didn't convince you the dodo deserved to be eradicated, he goes on. Captain von Westzanen of Batavia has left it on record how to capture a dodo by some of his men. Some of his men could not be eaten by the whole crew, so great was its size. Okay, so the dodo was huge. Yeah. Slow island turkey, what's not to love? A dodo walking along a county road at the present time would scare all the horses and block up the passage. Several men with clubs would be required to dispatch the creature, and removal of its body would entail considerable labor. Holy shit, they just beat these turkeys fucking with sticks. Like,
fucking A.
They're like the dodos. We have another dodo in the road. All right, get the sticks.
Get my stick. Not that stick. That's the seal stick.
That's the seal club. Get the dodo club. Yeah, it's the one with the rock on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says here, yeah, oh my God. Island turkey horse traffic jams. Good thing it's so fucking extinct. Its name is synonymous with extinct. Fun fact, a popular theory about how the dodo got its name. The Dutch called it Dodersen, which means fat arsed, absolute units. Yeah, let's bring the dodo back. That does not sound like a bad thing. Like, it's so funny that you hear about, like, the 1800s, and it's like, famine was always there. People were dying of starvation. And then also at the same time, it's like, there was a bird you could beat to death with a stick, and it would feed an entire ship. We couldn't fish it. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
They were so easy. You could just hit them with a stick. That's how dumb they were. I'm like, I think they were hunted into extinction. That's how useful they were.
Yeah, like, it's because the dodos never saw people, and so they didn't know they were a predator.
I think they were just dumb.
I mean, it is a bird, but you know, like if they'd never seen, because I think part of the dodo is they didn't have any natural predators really.
Yeah, I think
and so, like,
big.
People showed up, and they're like, "Brr, what's this?" And then, like, fucking people are like, "Oh, it's just a giant bird. Beat it with a stick." Because we just have no chill.
Dude, the bird, the fucking dodo's like, "Holy shit, is that another dodo?" And dodo's got a stick.
Right, yeah.
God, dude. Were they weren't predators, right? They were herbivores?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Yeah, so
I think the reason they couldn't swim or fly is because they had no need to, right?
So the writer says they're basically really big pigeons.
Yeah.
He says, you were right. They just didn't know to be afraid of humans, and they only exist on, like, one fucking island.
Right, yeah.
So, fuck, dude. We need to bring the dodos back. I would much rather have giant dodos running around New York than fucking pigeons, you know? Because at least, apparently, dodo is good eating.
Right, yeah. Oh, you never had pigeon?
You never had any pigeon?
Ooh, shit. You roast that up with some taters?
We call this pigeon and mash.
Mm.
Pigeon chips. No, I don't know. I think we should bring it back. I'm voting true that we should bring it back.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Oh, I guess they did say it was gross, but it fed a lot of people. That sounds like a challenge. Culinarily, we
also
sucked.
Yeah, also, like, what seasoning were they using?
Seriously. Fucking, they were like, I think they just discovered salt.
Yeah, I was like, I think all they had was salt.
Yeah, and they're all they had was salt.
So, you know, I mean, get some fucking...
That was in the same...
Get some rosemary and thyme in there? Be all right.
Yeah, that wasn't too long before, like, expeditions were funded to find spices. Like, yeah. Think of that for a second. Like Christopher Columbus's expedition was to find a trade route back to Asia more quickly so that they could bring home spices.
Mm-hmm.
Like we take Safeway and Costco for granted. People were going on life and death missions so that rich people could, like,
yeah,
sprinkle some. Yeah. Get some thyme on there. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, this fish is okay, I guess. Like,
cinnamon? Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. They would lose their fucking minds. Ah, shit. All right. Well, we got it wrong. They were debating on bringing these things back.
Well, then.
It was dangerous. That Tyrannosaurus Rex could eat us. Well, what if we eat it first?
Right. Not if you get veal.
Good eating.
Baby
right there.
T-Rex.
That's eggs, bro. Not like some scramby T-Rex, dude.
Oh, who doesn't like some scrambies?
Very few people. Okay, here we go. Fact number two. The first speeding ticket for an automobile was issued in 1896.
Yeah, sure, fuck it.
See, I think this is false because I feel like they didn't even know how to handle them in 1917.
How are you going to give a speeding ticket? I doubt they had stop signs.
They
did. Because horses just knew not to run into each other.
I think they had a big problem with people, like, mm-hmm. crossing the road because they didn't know to watch for cars. Like, because horses are still animals with instinctual, like,
right.
They still had issues with them stopping suddenly because, you know, it's something spooked them or something like that. Right? So, you know, the rider could look forward and look for it and all that shit. So you learn to watch for horses. You don't learn to watch for a fucking automobile going fucking 40 miles an hour.
Right.
Running stop signs, running over children. God, it's fucked up. I guess there are stories of people, like, popping curbs, like, jumping onto the sidewalk because they didn't really have roads, right? Like,
yeah, the sidewalk in the streets used to just be for people. Because horses wouldn't hit you.
God. So,
right? So you used to just be able to walk on the road.
Yeah. So I doubt they had, I mean, but see, like, we constitute a speeding ticket as a cop pulls you over, writes you a ticket, and mm-hmm. you gotta go to court and pay it. What if this is just, like, the spirit is there, right? Like, somebody was forcefully stopped in the first automobile and then issued some form of, like, citation, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, reckless abandon of life or something. Like, some drunken hooligan's like, whee! Driving his new $15 car, right? Fucking, he took out 6 loans and sold his house for this new car. And he's wasted, popping curbs in a steam-powered engine. And some cops just like, reckless abandon of human life. You were going 15 miles an hour.
Right, yeah, you're out of control, sir.
Well, didn't what was the one podcast we did where the bodybuilding expert, remember, he flipped his car?
Yeah.
Ever since then, he's been into weight training. He's like, you gotta lift, bro. So
you gotta get them reps in so you can fucking lift your car when you fucking flip it over like a maniac.
Going 25 miles an hour, bro. No speed any human should be traveling.
Right. When you're defying God himself.
You're going 15 miles an hour, you just shake your fist at God. We don't need you anymore. Yes. So, the writer says, I think the author was, oh, that's right, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why he was a fan of bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, there you go. So I'm thinking this is false. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You know. What, you feeling that too?
Because the last one was so dumb. I think to get a speeding ticket, you first have to have speed signs. Right. Like, or else how would you know you were speeding? Did cars even have speedometers?
No, I think that was another problem. Nobody knew how fast they were going. So they didn't know how to gauge. Like, they were just handed a car with a manual.
Yeah, and then, like, people are just flipping because they didn't know to slow down for corners. Like,
yeah, they didn't know how to slow down for corners. They didn't know Like, if you were going full fucking speed, that it would take you a while to stop and you'd be out of control. Like, yeah. People were dumb. Even rich people are dumb. Especially rich people.
Yeah, I was like, I think that's still true.
So, I'm thinking it's false.
I think so.
All right.
It seems early, but then again.
Yeah. Well, so did the dinosaur resurrection discussion. How the fuck did we know? All right, so let's go false on fact number two, that the speeding ticket for an automobile was issued in 1896. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, it's true. God fuck damn us. It. God damn it. What the fuck?
Man.
So this is from Wikipedia and Historic UK. Walter Arnold of East Peckman in England was the first
I was thinking the U.S.
I know, I was too. Ever caught speeding in a car, was first man ever caught speeding. He was going 4 times the speed limit, which means he was traveling 8 miles an hour.
Holy shit.
Get out of the way!
Fucking move, you maniacs!
I'm pretty sure humans can run 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
What's the fastest running speed? Is it like 18 miles an hour?
I think Usain Bolt got up to like 15.
Yeah, so half an Usain Bolt.
Yeah, which is pretty fucking fast for if you're running.
Usain Jolt can run 8 miles an hour easy. So, Walter's...
I think like the average person can get up to 7. Something
like that. So it's a sprint speed, which is like fast for a human, right? So it justified moving in a car instead of running, but...
Right, but obviously a horse is faster than that.
Yeah. Right, but then they had a speed, they had limits right on the horses. Mm-hmm. But how do you clock that?
Like, you were going faster than a trot, sir.
Yeah, seriously, what? Like, I mean, I'm sure police, like, you know, or the whatever, they can eyeball it, right, and say that's how fast a horse typically goes. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going, you know, beyond that, you're like, well, that's it, done.
Yeah, I guess if you, you know, they were doing the old counting trick where, you know, you cross a line and then you count how fast you get to the other line.
Yep.
It was the old, oh, that was 3 Mississippi. Slow the fuck down.
Oh, shit. No human should go that speed. Quick, we must sprint to catch up to him.
Yeah. He was shaking his fist at God, Your Honor.
Your Honor, as he drove by us, I could tell that there was a demon possessing this man.
A wild man, Your Honor.
No human in his right mind would ever go that fast.
It was a 3 Mississippi, I say. It was a 3 Mississippi.
Well, they're American, so...
Oh, sorry, this was...
I don't know. 3 God Save the Queens?
Right.
Your Honor, it was 3 God Save the Queens,
my
I swear.
God.
Yeah, he takes off his wig. He's just like, ever since I started being a judge, I've never heard anything so heinous till today. 8 miles an hour.
I've been a proponent of hanging people in private for years. But I say we do this in front of Buckingham Palace.
We show God that we have rules. So it says here, Walter's legal situation worsened when the constable noticed that he also did not have the requisite man waving a red flag preceding his vehicle.
Okay.
Whoa. So it says the constable pursued the reckless driver on a bicycle for 5 miles. At 8 miles per hour, that's a 40-minute low-speed chase. Oh, my God. But the automobile was such a new concept that they weren't even sure that they could charge him with what they could charge him with once he was caught. Eventually, they landed on using a carriage without a locomotive horse, and he was fined 5 shillings. This case highlighted the lack of applicability of existing laws written for horse-drawn carriages and steam-driven locomotives. They ended up ditching the requirement to have a dude walking in front of waving a flag as you went and raised the speed limit to 14. Seeing as Mr. Arnold owned one of the first ever car dealerships, the publicity from the scandal more than made up for the find.
Wow.
Thank God Dodo Birds didn't exist before this. Imagine the traffic. I can't stop. There's a dodo.
Oh, my God.
I mean, knowing how big they were, that probably would have flipped the car.
Oh, I didn't. And I didn't do curls today.
Yeah. Dude, that's probably what Sir Arthur Conan Doyle really, that's what really happened. He was too embarrassed. He's like, I hit a dodo. Flip the car.
Dude. The dodo was telling me stories of my dead mother.
The dodo told me to write about an intuitive detective. So I did. Thank
I
you,
said Rob. To myself, the problem with the dodo is a lack of rational intellect.
Oh, shit. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Right.
Now, it's headcanon. That's allegedly canon now.
Thus, Dr. Watson. Took me 3 more years for that Sherlock guy.
Yep. The creation of Watson was born the Dodo Bird.
His original name was Dodo Watson.
Dodo.
The publisher made me change it. To this day, I think I sold out.
We changed it slightly from Dodo to Doctor.
Yeah. It was Dodo Watson. They changed it to Doctor.
So, God, we're just uncovering all this truth right now.
1896. What a year.
Yeah. The writer says, Fat Arst Watson. Yep. 100%. That's what it was, dude. It's almost making too much sense, really. So, we got it wrong. I'm just still fascinated with the low speed chase.
Pull over! Oh, it's a car again, but thanks for noticing.
Bling! Bling! Bling!
You maniac! Get out the road!
Hold on, my flag guy was out sick today. Sorry,
you didn't
Your Honor.
Have a flag guy.
Didn't. Your Honor, he wasn't traveling with his flag guy. Put him in the jails. Oh, shit. Well, thank God we moved on from that. Slightly. Yeah. I think I would still take flag guys. That'd be kind of cool. That's a whole new job market we never explored in the States.
They are now, they're now all employed by Home Depot. And they walk around in front of the forklifts.
They do. And they're good at their job. They take it very seriously, which I appreciate. Because
the
last thing I want is
a
forklift to run. I don't fuck with the flag. Flag guy is like coming through, and I'm like, you got it, sir. You got the right of way.
Yep. Two people to never fuck with, Marines and flag guys.
Sometimes they're one and the same.
Yeah.
They're color guard, dude.
And they're fucking... They're Semper flag tattoos.
Semper flag! You know how long I was in the Corps? 0 years, but I was a flag guy.
I was a flag guy for a decade.
I've seen some shit, my guy.
I was there. I was in the 97 Lowe's debacle. Don't even get me started on Ace Hardware. No one made it out alive.
No one made it out alive. Oh, shit. All right, well, we got that one wrong. Shit, you ready for fight number 3?
I don't know anymore, ourselves. Man.
I don't know either.
The world's topsy-turvy.
We're getting wrecked right now. It's okay. You just gotta own it.
Hey, Joe here from Allegedly. Real quick, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor, Newsly. Newsly is an audio app for your iOS or Android that picks up the most trending articles from the topics that are most important to you, and here's the trick, reads them to you in a natural human voice. From the Batman to Bitcoin, Kiev to the Kardashians, follow any topic your heart desires. And while you're there, go ahead and check out their featured podcasts from over 50 countries, like, say, I don't know, Allegedly. I've been using it for over a week now, and I'm loving the convenience of having my news and podcasts all in one place. So come and join me by clicking the link in the description and downloading Newsly for free. As an added bonus, go ahead and use the promo code Allegedly and receive 1 month of their premium subscription for free. Stop scrolling and start listening. Okay, back to the show.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go. Fact Number three, in 1896, New York enacted prohibition laws that were not only effective at curbing alcohol-related crimes, but had the secondary benefit of reducing prostitution-related activity.
No fucking way. There's two things we like. It's drinking and fucking. What do you how do you think flag guys fucking wind down after a hard day?
Wait. When was Prohibition was 30s?
Nationally.
Oh, that's right.
There's always been people who are anti-fun.
Yeah. I mean, no. Yeah, you take away... nobody stops fucking because they're not drunk.
Right. I didn't know prostitution was a... I didn't know being drunk was a...
Honestly,
prerequisite for prostitution.
Prostitution probably... they probably had lobbyists in New York to try to convince them to take away alcohol, right? Because then they're like, you can't drink to solve your problems.
Look, if they can
solve your problems,
if they can keep it up, that means they can get out quicker.
Yeah,
this is
turnover.
This is an efficiency pull here.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have to use as many resources, right?
Exactly.
Done, dude. It's an easy win. I think this is fast. I don't think anybody is trying to advocate for. Your Honor, I drank all day and then I went to prostitution house. I don't think we should be allowed to drink anymore. nobody's making that case.
Right. No drunk person's making that case. That's for fuck sure.
Right. Your Honor, drinking is pretty rad.
Oh, did I learn my lesson by having a good time?
Yeah. You know what I did this Saturday? I woke up. Got wasted, got fucked, and then I went to bed.
Boo.
That should all be illegal. That should all be illegal, Your Honor. It was probably, it was probably true. He's probably drinking should be illegal because I couldn't stay hard while I was
right.
At the whore.
Do you know what the real plight is? Russell. Whiskey dick.
That's the real.
That's the real plight of the working man.
Yep. The UK is you know what? We just heard a man going 8 miles per hour. I don't think we can have whiskey dick in this country.
Well, the problem with that guy, not enough to drink.
I mean, 1896.
You could have put that thing up to 10 miles an hour.
Well, there is a statistic, right, of showing that alcohol tended to be more sanitary than fucking water.
Yeah.
Because... the way you have to brew it sanitizes the bacteria to a degree. So to make a county dry, right, or a state dry, that I bet you anything you saw fucking water-related illness increase.
If there's anything we learned is that taking something away from people never stops the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
They're like, I can't do this legally? Well, I guess I'll do it illegally. I mean, prostitution was already illegal. Just by making something else illegal doesn't...
there's no way. There's no way. Prostitution go through the
roof.
There's
no way.
Look, we have to allow our husbands to drink. Otherwise, they're going to go fuck.
Right.
It's the trade-off, right? Sure, he gets drunk and wails on me every once in a while, but that's just being a man.
Look, sometimes you got to wet your whistle. And then sometimes you gotta wet your whistle. Know what I'm talking about?
I think so. I'm a judge. I should know.
I should know. I'm the county clerk.
Look. If we can't get wasted, how are we supposed to do our jobs?
Look, I'm just saying, if I gotta prosecute drunk drivers, seems to me I gotta be drunk.
Yep. Listen. I was a flag guy right before this.
Oh, thank you for your service. Thank you. Thank you for your service. I saw that maniac that was going 8 miles an hour.
You're welcome. And I can say for sure hand that drinking's pretty cool. And then sex is pretty cool. You can't stop both. You gotta stop just one.
Look, I'm just saying, you take away alcohol, people gonna bring back the dodo. I'm calling it right here.
Illegal.
We're going to make stupid looking hats.
Yep. That was the dumbest hat
Oh my god. So, all right, let's go false. Sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go false in 1896 that New York enacted prohibition laws that were not only effective at curbing alcohol-related crimes, but had the secondary benefit of reducing prostitution-related activity. 3, 2, 1, bam! It is false! We did it!
Yeah.
Right? We got a slump buster done. So it says, from Wikipedia, the Raines Law, named after New York State Senator John Raines, went into effect in March 1896.
Cool name.
It raised the... Yeah, dude. But it raised the cost of liquor licenses. Raised the cost of drinking age from 16 to 18.
And prohibited, okay, I agree with one part of this.
Prohibited the sale of alcohol on Sundays. Since Sundays was workers' day only day off during the week, Raines Law really were really fucking unpopular, and bars immediately began seeking out loopholes to keep the booze flowing. Hotels were given an exception, so bars began converting their saloons into Potemkin hotels by adding the cheapest beds one could find and serving the cheapest foods possible. Do you know what a Potemkin is?
No, all I thought was the actor Mandy Patinkin.
Ah, there we go.
I have no idea.
I didn't know either until just recently. So a Potemkin is like a facade.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So I guess it goes back to some Russian thing. But yeah, it's a goofy idea. But the Potemkin Hotels is probably like a false front hotel.
Got right? it.
Like,
okay.
Oh, we're hotels. Yeah, we serve alcohol. We're not a bar, though. Where's all your beds? The beds are in the cellar.
Hey, I mean, could double as a brothel, too. This is just smart marketing right here.
It really is. Hotel brothel and food.
Yeah, people typically only spend about a half hour sleeping here.
That's a long time.
We call it we call this the nap hotel.
People come here for a nutcap, if you know what,
you know
I mean.
What I'm saying?
A wing, hey.
It's the power nap hotel.
Oh, fuck, dude. And it says, some didn't even bother to actually serve food, or would reuse the same sandwich from one table to the next.
Oh, my
more
God.
More brazen saloon owners would openly mock the law by serving sandwiches made of rubber or sending out brick sandwiches, literally a brick between two slices of bread.
That's awesome.
Just 1 year, 1,500 bars had been forced to become hotels, quote-unquote, in order to serve booze. All those beds laid to an unintended spike in sex work and solicitation, since you could conveniently get both in the same place. There you go, Joe. Your power naps. It would be.
I
would have
crushed 1896.
Oh, dude, you would have. Go down 8 miles an hour, fucking power naps left and right. Fuck yeah.
This is how Marriott hotels started.
It's probably how motels started, to be honest.
Right.
Oh, it's the shed out back. Just go there. It's where our beds are.
Look, I'd like to only sleep for about an hour, if you know what I mean.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right. Welcome to the Holiday Inn.
It would be 15 years before Raines Hotel were shut down. Or Raines Hotels were shut down. And another 10 years after that before we said fuck it to alcohol prohibition entirely. Damn. So 25 years. People had a whole lifetime of just sitting there going, can't drink yet.
Well, it looks like I gotta go to the hotel again.
Oh, man, I'm feeling tired, and I really like the beds there. God. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. To the hotel.
To the hotel.
Gonna order me a brick sandwich. Oh, shit. All right, so let's jump to fact number 4. When Vancouver Island found itself looking like a sausage fest in 1896, the mayor offered progressive benefits like higher education and jobs to attract more women to the area. What? So wait, the mayor offered progressive benefits like higher education and more jobs to men?
No, I think to women. So what? It was a sausage fest.
So higher education, what, they teach them how to read and write?
Like, yeah, I'm going to say middle school at this point.
Yeah, so all the dudes were like, we're university students. And then they're like, well, you can go to women college, which is
home ec. Hope you like to know how to sew.
We'll teach you women skills like child rearing and sewing. But a man teaches it because he's better at doing it.
Welcome to Shut the Hell Up 101.
First lesson, let your man go to hotels. He's had a hard day's work.
If your husband's ever in New York, let him stay at a hotel.
Listen, the holiday six is a holiday for men, okay?
Right.
And that's just how it is. Dude, what? I mean, Vancouver, that's Canada, right? So, yes?
I'm going to go, yeah, sure.
I'm going to, you know what? A lot of shitty things happen in this world. Not a lot comes out of Canada. I'm going to lean into Canada.
I'm going to lean into their progressive ways. And I mean, it's, you know, it's 1896 progressive, so.
Yes. To our Canadian viewers, just to let you know, we're putting a lot of faith in you
right now. A lot of faith in this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's fair, but if we get this wrong, I have a lesser opinion of a Canada.
I do too. Yeah, so, I concur.
We're American. We're used to being the worst.
Yes.
And saying we're the best, but we all know Canada's better.
Yes. Yes. In many ways. So I'm putting my stock there. Joe's putting his stock there. Canada, don't fuck us. That's what I'm saying right now. We have one fact in the chamber. We have one true fact. Don't fuck us.
Okay. Give us asylum in your country.
Yes. So I'm gonna go true. And Joe, you're going true and
Canada. The only time the fucking, you know, the leader of a country can dress up in blackface, and we kinda forgave him.
Oh, they didn't know any better. They're Canadian.
It was Canadian.
Racism doesn't exist.
Look, at the time we had an orangutan in the office, so we couldn't talk shit. You know?
Yeah. It's like the pot calling the kettle black.
We
there, you know?
Wished our president only dressed in blackface.
Yeah. That was a tough sell. All right. So we're going to go true on fact number four that when Vancouver Island found itself like more like a sausage fetch in 1896, the mayor offered progressive benefits like higher education and jobs to attract more women to the area. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, it's false, Canada.
Ugh.
No, Canada. Oh, it's just getting worse.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, wives sold at auction.
Oh, what?
Canada. What? It says, reads the New York World headline reprinted in papers across North America in 1896. So the mayor noticed an air of forlorn dejection in his town chock full of longshornmen and lumberjacks, which he attributed to the lack of women and girls. Not only did they need women to marry, populate the town, and support the working men with washing and ironing, the homes were visibly lacking that feminine decorative touch that makes a neighborhood feel like a home. Today, the doorsteps of these houses yawn vacantly, and vines fluttering over the portals seem to say, "She comes not yet." I think I know what the problem is. Hey-o! That was the writer.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was a town of incels.
Dude, it was! Oh, my red pills. Just like... Fuck. You know what? You know what's wrong with Canada today? Is all these women want these soy boys. You know,
they want soy boys. I mean, they don't want to sew. They don't want to cook. They don't want to clean for free.
When did we give up traditional women values? Women are more empowered to be subservient to men. It's in the Bible.
Look, my house is sparse, undecorated, there's beer bottles everywhere, and the dirt road outside isn't going to sweep itself, is it?
It's not. It's not. And the worst part is, it's really hard to find women. Like, that's what they're made for. I'm made to be a lumberjack, politician, scientist, and just general community leader, but... this woman is made to hold a broom. Just look at her hands.
Look at this.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, wait, we forgot. Fucking ridiculous. Eh?
Eh?
So it says here, the mayor had heard there was an oversupply of women in the...
An
oversupply of women in the East. So it only made sense to set aside city funds to truck a carload of surplus women out west to make Vancouver Island less dreary. The first batch of 100 women were eagerly anticipated and arrived to great enthusiasm. A reception followed.
You
there's
know there was
more.
A dozen dudes that was like, there's nothing but uggos.
There's more here. It gets worse. The first batch of 100 women were eagerly anticipated, arrived to great enthusiasm. A reception followed by a bargain sale of wives acted like a tonic of the despairing community. In some instances, great bargains were obtained. And for a lone bachelor obtaining a better half at actually panic prices, a man with $100 could spend at the auction was in position to make his own choice. Beauty was at a premium and frequently caused very lively competition.
Ugh.
They did some negative, or they did get some negative attention for this, especially overseas. There's more. There's no name for this particular state of society where women are wanted to make homes and where money is laid down for them. I'm pretty sure there's a name for that.
Yeah, pretty sure.
A glaring headline in an English newspaper, English paper, once called it the barter of women in America. But among those who see the satisfactory after workings, it is merely the good-natured consent of the girls to adjust themselves to their country, which is yet new enough to be as evenly distributed as it will be when the 21st century man and woman come in. Fucking no, dude. It sounds like this guy was drinking and advocating for slavery. Fuck.
No, it's indentured servitude. It's super different.
That's what marriage is. Heyo! High fives? High fives?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. whatever negative press they received did nothing to deter future wife auctions. On the whole, the experiment was great. It was a great success, and the town was taken on an air of gaiety that is sadly needed. The number of weddings since the auction has been sufficiently great to encourage the town in an effort to obtain another carload of spinsters from the East.
Oh my God.
Carload of Spinsters is an awesome band name.
Hey, everybody, we're a carload of spinsters. Wow. Is that what the new Sex and the City movie's called?
Yes.
Damn. Fucking got him.
God. You've been waiting on that one for a while.
Oh, I'm such a Miranda.
So Miranda of you. So, it's just like we can't get away from slavery, you know?
It's like, different. These are just women.
But it's just like the idea of trading fucking money for a human being. Like, right. They're just like, there is so much gaiety flowing around. Of course there is. You're paying somebody. You're paying to, like, fuck somebody as many times as you want. Like,
yeah.
There's no downside for you.
Look, the idea that your town sucks because there's a lack of women, not there's a lack of women because your town sucks, blows my mind. Like, how about you make your town fucking better, and then maybe women will just go there?
God, you're right. This is 100% red pill. This is 1,000,000% incel. All these guys are getting together at the tavern and be like, you know what? We don't get women because we're too real.
Because
right?
we're too, yeah.
We speak the truth.
We're fine. It's women who don't know who we are. That's the problem.
Bunch of bitches, right? Yeah. Bitches.
You like? Fuck you in. Know there was some guy when the wagon load of spinsters showed up was like, ugh, nothing but sixes.
Yeah.
You fucking know it.
Ugh. I'm in the mood for attracting at least an eight. I, you know.
Look.
It's like, this is the fattest logger there. Like,
I ain't paying $100 for chuck steak. Okay, it's prime rib or nothing.
Dude, and fucking, yeah, you're right, 100,000%. They're just like, ugh, I'll wait for the next truckload. This one's just not good enough.
I'm just gonna go here and clean my gun.
I'm gonna go write news articles about the decline of Canada.
Yeah. I'm gonna write an article why the katana is way better than the Viking sword.
It's really the ultimate weapon.
It really is. It's really the 8 folds of steel that I'm fucking shooting off.
Yeah, they only fold it like once for Viking steel. It's fucking stupid.
Vikings were basically the dodos of fucking Europe.
Hold on, I'm gonna get my black trench coat and my fucking sunglasses. My fedora. I'm gonna put on my fedora and go to work.
Oof.
Unironically. Like, yeah, you know, like, you know what? Some of these guys, if you just cleaned up, made the town less shitty, you wouldn't have to bus women in.
Like, make it a place where, you know, people would like to be.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, though. Like, I get it. Like, at some point, some area, like, these aren't times in which a lot of people could just get up and leave.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're just having a birth rate low women for the past 30 years, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You're just... You know, or if you're emphasizing a community that is like, hey, we're a logging, mining community, so, you know, you want boys, I bet you anything there was a lack of women because families wanted boys to bring home, you know, more money. So, of course, they fucking had to bus people in.
Like,
just abandon the town. I'm sorry. Yeah. At that point, just be like, look, or you know. Like,
God forbid, put a fucking bowling alley in.
Or just bring in a fucking brothel. Like, come on.
Right, yeah, if we're gonna truck people in.
Yeah, dude.
Like, let's dispense with the fucking niceties.
All these sixes at this brothel.
Ugh.
Look, when I
look, I don't want a fucking lady that just gives it out for so easily.
Yeah, it's gotta be special, you know, I need to have a connection. Ugh. In reality, they don't have $100.
Yeah. So this is the problem with fucking Captain Marvel.
Dear Gazette.
Fucking truckloaded in just a bunch of fucking bitch faces. Okay, it's not comic accurate at all.
Yeah. What's tough is that I'm trying to get a woman naturally, you know. I want it to be something special, but they're all attracted to Chads that treat them poorly.
Fucking, you know, fucking woke feminists.
All the woke women at the brothel.
Fuck it, yeah.
Bitches. There you go.
I bet she doesn't even like Tool.
Dude,
Okay, I bet she doesn't even know what the Fibonacci sequence is.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Fucking Danny Carey based all his drums off the Fibonacci sequence.
You know, like, the worst part is this is Canada.
Yeah, it's a real fucking downer.
Why would you, we put so much trust into you, Canada? And
I mean, I guess they're still white.
They are. You can't get away from that.
Can't get away.
The French influence just was not strong.
It wasn't good enough.
No, the whiteness took over, and then we're adjacent to America. So,
I mean, Putin can only cover up so much.
Yeah. They were eating too many day-olds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They fucking thought this was a good idea. All right, here we go. Let's jump to the last fact. Fact number
I'm just thinking about all the buck and doe parties. So how'd you meet your wife? I bought her.
Yeah.
So how'd you meet yours? I bought her too.
Yeah. It was love at first $100.
I know what I'm talking about. She's working it off.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife died after the first child. It was just basically money down the drain.
Hope the next truckload of spinsters is better.
Yeah. I need a spinster with childbearing hips. Mine didn't have that, so she expired early.
Right.
Fuck. Oh, fuck you, Canada. Shit. All right, here we go. Fact number 5. A Chicago man was bludgeoned to death by store clerks for acting creepy around a lifelike department store rack wax figure. He's touching boobs.
Fuck it, dude. Let's fucking do it. Fucking Mannequin 2. Let's do it.
What's the song in Mannequin again?
Oh,
is it? It's like an Oingo Boingo song.
Yeah.
Or no, wait, that's Weird Science.
I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Whatever. We'll just say it's Oingo Boingo playing right. while they run around grabbing boobs off the mannequins.
I mean, no offense to Danny Elfman, but he seems like that kind of guy.
What's this?
What's this? Mannequins everywhere.
Dude, yeah. I mean, aren't you just a least bit curious if they're anatomically correct? Like, do you sculpt in a vagina?
Look, I mean, 1886, this fucking guy has probably never seen a lady in real life, and he's like, whoa, I could ship this into town.
Okay, hear me out. Most of the men there have never seen women. If we tell them that this is women, we get $100 a mannequin, bruh.
Oh, look at me being bashful.
Howdy doody, ma'am.
Oh.
Playing hard to get, huh?
Oh,
get
silent it. Type, huh?
The red pill is just like, I'm not gonna lie, this is a truck of tens. Perfect. They're all like Asian.
It's all Asian.
Well, they're all holding katanas. This is
oh shit. Is it? Oh, I think I can see your panties.
Sold.
Oh, is it weird that I want to make a pillow out of her?
That's how sex dolls were invented, bro. Yeah. Like, dude, honestly, though, the store clerks were probably, they beat this dude to death, and they're like, huh, that's for touching the mannequins, but I think I have an idea for a spin-off product. Mannequins, you can fuck.
Yeah, boom. They just did it. They did it as a decoy. Like, they throw one out in the street. There's just five dudes like, get it.
That's how you found the drunks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how New York rounded them up. They just put a wax figure out there.
Oh, howdy, ma'am.
Pretty lady.
And then the constables rolled out. Get him.
This is the first sting operations.
He's going for the breast. He has clutched the breast.
No, everybody, wait till he actually grabs the boob. We got boob. We got boob. Go in.
Move it in. And they got the whistles and the bells. Ding, 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 ding. They're like, oh, no. It's the fuzz.
Quick, get on the car.
Pursuing on foot.
Bling, bling.
Some constable's just catching up. All right, I caught up to him entering the vehicle.
It's a new record, 25 minutes.
Pursuing on bike. I think they got the clackers too, like the noisemakers.
Get him!
I'm throwing down a spike mannequin. Throwing out a dodo stop. Dude, putting on a dodo in the middle of the road.
Shit.
The old
I never learned how to make a left turn. Fooled me again. My only weakness, not straight lines.
I only know how to turn right. Straight into a building. All of this because I wanted to fucking touch a boob. All right, well, let's go true, because I want it to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Some dude was beaten to death for getting a little too handsy with
a mannequin. We're not getting a winning record on this one anyway, so it doesn't...
Nope. We got one right, Joe. This is the second right we get.
Fuck it.
God bless America. I mean, this is back in the States, too, so we kind of lean in.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
True. We don't have high hopes for us.
Nope. All right, so we're going to go true on fact number 5, that a Chicago man was bludgeoned to death by store clerks for acting creepy around a lifelike department store wax figure. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, it's false. Fuck.
What?
I wanted it. I really wanted it. All right. It says, nah, he was a dude, of course, so he was allowed to be creepy and perverted.
Oh, that makes too much sense.
A certain store in Chicago has a wax figure of remarkably beauty and true to life. It's used for high-priced millinery and street dress displays. Okay. For over a week of people who frequently pass the store have noticed a well-dressed middle-aged man who was apparently becoming infatuated with the wax figure. He haunts the vicinity of the store at frequent intervals every day and spends time gazing at the graceful form of a red cheeks of the model within. The employees of the store first thought he was a pickpocket or prospective burglar and several times ordered him away, but he invariably returned to gaze on the wax figure, and they concluded to let him gaze at his charmer in peace. Wax figures have been used for various purposes since antiquity, including death masks, anatomical studies. 19th century people found them especially curious and amusing, and they proved a draw to stores and museums everywhere they were displayed. Optional plus one bonus if you want to read the article about the woman's experience posing as a wax figure in 1896. Oh, no.
You know what? I think this might be the only time we actually take the optional part of the optional bonus.
And we... This sounds horrific.
I can only imagine the horrific scenes that befell that poor woman. She was probably shipped off to Vancouver Island.
We have one correct.
Do we really need two?
Yes.
We need this, Joe. We need it. It's the only way to keep it going. Two is not the worst score we ever had.
It's the only way to get a solid C-.
C-, we need this, dude.
Optional bonus.
Oh, boy.
A living waxwork. The Lead Daily Caller, May 20th, 1896. There is nothing in this world that persons dislike more than being made to appear ridiculous, and there's nothing easier than to fool persons. I went to a waxwork exhibit twice last week and sat down in my ordinary street dress on the settee, by the middle door in the main hall, next to the wax figure of an old man reading a program. I settled into a comfortable position and kept perfectly still and waited to see how many persons would take me for a wax figure. Men and women, catalog in hand, stopped and looked at me. They looked in the catalog and find the description of the old man, but not a line about the young woman sitting near him. Then the attendant would come up and explain that I was a new figure just made and put up that afternoon, whereupon the visitors would remark that it was a wonder imitation and walked away. As long as they made no personal comments, I could stand it very well, but Tuesday was the day for the country visitors.
Oh, no.
His little Bubba over there.
Oh, God.
And I had such a funny experience with Farmer Hayseed and his wife after I had been there some time that it nearly upset me for the rest of the afternoon. I could see them as they came in the door. They began at the entrance and missed nothing. Presently, they stood directly in front of me and peered curiously at my face. I began to be afraid of what was coming. I suppose I must have looked at them with too natural an interest, for finally the old man said, "Hey Maria, do I look ill or anything? Do I look like I has gone to have a fever?" Okay, so do I look sick? She says, "Why no, John. What ye asking me for that for?" She answered. He's like, "Nothing. Only I wish to look at them eyes in that figure's head and see if the follower you like they do me." So she's looking
okay,
at him.
I get what you're saying.
I saw what was coming, and then she looked straight into my eyes. I opened them wide and put as much expression in them as I could. Then, with wonder in their face, they walked back and forth in front of me, not taking their eyes off for a moment. I did not move, but let my glasses follow them without wavering. Okay. Presently, the woman said, turning to her husband with a pathetic little quiver in her voice, "I think, John, I'd like to go home. Then them figures is so lifelike, it's uncanny, and I don't think I want to see them anymore." By this time, several persons had gathered around the couple, their actions attracting
more attention than anything else. I was so interested in keeping up the deception that I found no great difficulty in keeping an unmoving countenance. Poof? Women is always afraid of things, the farmer retorted with a great show of bravery. I will just show you how silly it is to be scared of a wax figure. He took a hold of my arm and started to put his hand under... Wait, what? He took a hold of my arm and started putting his hand under my chin. Still seeing my eyes on his, I said in a deep mechanical voice as I could assume, repent and sin no more.
Holy shit.
She said that. Like, oh fuck.
All right.
He gave one blood-curdling howl and started on a dead run to the door, and for a few moments, pandemonium reigned. Oh, shit. I'll never touch another drop as long as I live, mister. Please let me go. Marla, I think I've got him so bad as to hear wax figures talk. After considerable talking, they composed him a little, so he's freaking out. And then the attendant told him I was only a mechanical piece that talked when I was touched. He seemed relieved by that and was persuaded to go back and see the rest, but he would not look at me again, and it was very funny to see how persistently he avoided my eyes. The whole affair was so droll that I gave up that afternoon, for I could not get the man out of my mind, and every few moments I would find myself smiling broadly at the remembrance of it all. I went downstairs in the Chamber of Horrors the next day and took a seat, where the light is a little dim. I had not been there long when a young girl and an actor, who is a member of a comic opera company, came along and seated themselves near me. They had paid little attention to me, my fixed position giving the idea that I was a wax figure. So I became the recipient of a very interesting bit of conversation.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck, dude.
This lady's turning into a fucking super spy.
Oh, God, I don't care, she said. Everyone can see that she is in love with you. Every night I am there, I watch her in all her insolent beauty and feel as if I could choke her when she looks at you so. What? And then he says, my dear child, in a drawling tone, you must not come to the theater so often then. You know I love you, but I must be pleasant to her anyways. Don't worry your little head about her. She don't care for me. What? And she says, yes, she does. Everyone says she does, and I can't stand it. She has got a bag of meal at any rate, even if her face is beautiful. Pretty sure she just called her a Dodarson. That's very true. She hastened to assure her. He hastened to assure her with a glance at her own trim figure. I could not catch the rest of the sentence. I did not notice the approach of two chappies until I heard one of them say, leaning over, looking into my face, "By Jove, it's fucking thorough. By Jove, Charlie, if this wasn't a wax girl, I'd be tempted to kiss her. How wonderfully lifelike they make these things." I looked straight at him and slowly winked one eye. He looked at me in a shamefaced manner and then, without a word, drew his companion to a farther corner of the corridor, and I could see them by their glances that I was the subject of their conversation. They came toward me again in a few minutes, and I heard one say, "I'm going to see if she's alive. I'll make her talk." He stepped up and put his hand on my shoulder. I gave a prolonged groan, and he dropped his hand. "Wait a minute, Jack, old boy. Let me see what I can do." "What?" said the other, making a stride in my direction. I could see mischief in the eye, and I thought it was time to put a stop for their fun. With as much dignity as I could assume, I got up and walked away, leaving them staring after me in astonishment. Pervy man ruining everyone's fun since integrity. So, okay, so we have two hillbillies freaking out,
mm-hmm.
right? We have a pedophile.
Yep.
And then we have
a lover's
two
tryst.
Perverted dudes trying to get some ass, wax ass.
Mm-hmm.
And God damn.
And a lover's tryst. Pretty good.
I think that was the pedophile.
No, I thought that was just a lady who was jealous that his husband was, or her man was hitting on another lady.
It says like a little girl.
Oh, I took it like that she was saying that.
Oh,
like,
jealous girlfriend. Okay, yeah, no, it's a jealous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I thought for some reason I read that it was like a little girl.
I was like, fucking what the fuck? I'm a wax figure for 3 days, right? I fucking forced two couples to come to Jesus. I hurt a pedophile and I got molested by two guys. That was her wax experience. Like,
honestly?
Yeah, see, because he says, my dear child, he says in a drawling tone, you must not come to the theater so often then. So, my dear child, why is he saying that?
I think that's just how they talk to ladies.
I'm sure. Fucking, he's like, oh, you got a great body being fucking a child and all.
I mean,
fucking
maybe.
Term of an like, yeah. The writer's
I'm pretty
term
sure
of an
this is an era where they're like, the drinking age is 16.
I know. So. I mean, when fucking 14 is adulthood, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh well. So there you go. There's her experience. We got the point. Fucking jealous girlfriend molested and fucking literally spooked a couple so bad they believed in monsters for a second. Mm-hmm. Like
they went back and they've been telling their grandkids.
Somebody right now is like, I remember the story.
You'll
well,
never believe the automatons.
The automatons took over the world. Mm-mm. 1896.
There we was. Me everywhere I went.
There we was in the wax figure museum.
So there I was, checking out this fine little thing. All of a sudden, her eyes moved upon me.
I could feel a chill going down my spine, like devil himself is looking at me.
I said to my wife, am I coming down with a fever, or is that mannequin's eyes following me?
About the 15-minute mark of our lovemaking, I realized this wasn't a wax figure.
She let out a loud groan.
Then she got up and walked away. What?
Not even a word.
Yeah, there I was, balls in hand, the crowd looking upon me. I didn't
damn
know what happened. It was crazy. The automatons.
The automatons. They still expected me to finish after all that.
Boy, howdy the world we live in.
Anyways, I ain't never going back to New York City.
Yeah. Well, the main reason why is I can't get good liquor or prostitutes. So, to Chicago we go.
I kept looking for booze and prostitutes, and they kept saying to go to a hotel, but I wasn't tired or nothing.
They said, check out this wax museum. Oh, shit. Well, there you have it, Joe. We got two. We got 2 out of 5. And, fuck it, we earned it. We earned it.
You know what? I feel like I've gotten felt up by this episode.
You did get it. You were just... That's what you get for posing with your mouth open, Joe. You should have posed with your mouth closed.
I shouldn't have dressed like that. I'm sorry.
Take you by the chin. See? This ain't nothing. Look.
Oh, odd shit. Move.
I stayed perfectly still.
I stayed perfectly still.
Oh, shit. All right, dude. You want to close this one out?
Let's do it. And there you have it. An exciting finish to a not-so-exciting game this week. Go ahead. Follow us on all the socials. Mostly the TikToks, at Allegedly. I don't think our other socials are really...
No,
I think
Musk
TikTok's our best bet there.
Yeah, Elon Musk killed Twitter, so.
Yeah, I refuse to call it X. So, I mean, technically, I guess it's now kind of our X. So it's apt. So anyways, go ahead and follow us at TikTok, at Allegedly, and come find us wherever you find your podcasts every Monday. And until next time, I'll see you around.
We'll see you around.
Stay perfectly still.
There we was every there, Tuesday.
There we was, getting only a 2 out of 5.
I was perfectly still the whole time.
I felt like a mannequin, just watching the world pass me by. I lost faith in Canada that day. Maybe it was an unfair standard, but hell, I still had hopes.
She said Tool wasn't a good band, and I said...
Next thing you knew, I blacked out. I woke up with blood on my hands.
A bloody katana in my hands.
And I said, best $100 I ever spent.
Then I put on my fedora and I walked into the sunset.
I put on my trench coat and walked out into that 85-degree sunny morning.